It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, March 6, 2015. Today I invite you to think back to the science classrooms of your high school and college days, particularly if those days were more than 40 years ago. I know you remember the lab tables, the sinks, the gas outlets for the Bunsen burners, and the abundance of chalkboards. And surely you recall that somewhere on the walls there were two large items that were indispensable for instruction. One was a gigantic demonstration slide rule that might be as much as 6 or 8 feet wide. The other was the periodic table, a huge chart that depicted the chemical elements arranged by atomic weight. Slide rules were rendered obsolete in the early to mid-70s by the development of handheld calculators, but the periodic table remains, although these days it might be more easily identified by television viewers who see it during the opening credits of the AMC series Breaking Bad. The publication of the periodic table as we know it is generally credited to Russian chemist Dmitry Ivanovich Mendeleev, who presented it formally to the Russian Chemical Society on March 6, 1869. Mendeleev was born near Tobolsk in Siberia in 1834. His father was a teacher of fine arts, politics, and philosophy. Unfortunately for his family, Ivan Mendeleev became blind and lost his teaching position. He died when his famous son was only 13. 2 years later, in 1849, Mendeleev's mother took him across the whole of Russia, from Siberia to Moscow, with the aim of getting her son a higher education. Rejected by the university in Moscow, he continued to St. Petersburg, to his father's alma mater. After graduation, he contracted tuberculosis and moved to the Crimean Peninsula on the northern coast of the Black Sea. While there, he became a science teacher at a local high school, and with his health restored, he returned to St. Petersburg a few years later. In a long career, he made numerous other significant contributions to the field of chemistry, including the publication of influential textbooks and the introduction of the metric system to the Russian Empire. But he remains best known for the periodic table, that catalog of the elements that most of us found rather dull going when we were in school. However, in 1959, Harvard-educated mathematician and satirist Tom Lehrer gave us this memorable rendition with a little help from Gilbert and Sullivan.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, and protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. There's holmium, and helium, and hafnium, and erbium, and phosphorus, and francium, and fluorine, and terbium, and manganese, and mercury, molybdenum, magnesium, dysprosium, and scandium, and cerium, and cesium, and lead, praseodymium, and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium, and calcium, and chromium, and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, krypton, and radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard, and there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
And that's all there is to it. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 6th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.